Can you tell us about your lineup tonight? Skaters-wise, will you make any changes from last night?
Nope. Same team.
Goalie starting?
Connor's going to play.
Obviously, injuries have been a factor, but what's the biggest challenge in trying to find continuity with your lines this year?
Well, having the people in and then being able to spend some time with them. That's the challenge. We've moved them around an awful lot. That'll continue. I think when you have younger players, right now some of our veteran guys, their games change drastically at times, so you need to make those adjustments in games. But and they'll improve and they'll change as they go. And as they get better, they'll be more suited to play with different people. Oh, I think it's a real advantage to them, especially if they can play more than one position.
So what's your preference, to harp on what happened last night or to completely move on and forget it?
Well, you always deal with your adversity. You know, you never let it go. Maybe once a year you walk away from it and not talk about it. Being that we're kind of finishing a bit of a stretch here, and just because what we struggled with last night is going to present itself over and over again here tonight with the style of game that we're going to face. We want to make sure we deal with it.
That wasn't a shot at the goalies, but can you expand a little bit on why, what you said last night, that you don't feel sorry for goalies? It's just more because they have to take their share of
the... Well, we pay them, eh? They're in the National Hockey League. I don't feel sorry for anybody that's playing in the National Hockey League. Getting the night that they get a barrage of shots and have no chance, that's just an outstanding opportunity to be first star in the game. I don't need to feel sorry for them. They're both good goaltenders. They've played well at times. They've struggled at times this year like the rest of our team. I don't feel sorry really for too many people, none of us in the NHL. I've been complaining about our schedule. I really don't feel sorry for myself either. That's the option. I didn't look at the schedule and say, hey, I don't think I want to coach this year. It's a pretty good job. So nobody needs to feel too sorry for us.
Can you expand on the challenge? You said the challenge of tonight and what this club, you've had a couple of tough ones against this club.
The challenge tonight is separating what we're going through and dealing with our performance last night and realizing 7 days ago we were feeling pretty good about who we were, right? So the peaks and valleys of a season. We don't over-celebrate the wins here, so we want to make sure that we're not carrying the losses any harder than we do. We didn't get too high. We got a little low in the tank here lately, so we got to play maybe a little different game here tonight and not try to necessarily trade speed with this team.
Is that harder to do, though, maybe on a weekend after you go into Chicago and St. Louis and win? Is it almost harder to keep them even than when you have a couple of tough losses?
Sometimes getting their focus back is easier, right? When you come off a tough loss, they didn't like the way that you played. Be careful with the Ranger game, and I would admonish myself as well. They're a pretty good team. They were much better in the first than we were, but we were really good in the second, and it was pretty even third. So every game that we lose is not a catastrophic failure. We weren't very good last night. The first was slightly even, but after that we weren't very good.
Is there a mental element to the second period or issues that your club is having, or is it just the way it's gone?
I work really, really hard at being honest when I talk to you guys. And if I don't want to be honest with you, I'll shape it around it so I can still leave and say that technically I was being honest. There's some parts to our game style-wise that lead to what we're dealing with in the second period. It's also part of our strength, so we don't want to completely lose it. But, yeah, there's some things we need to do better in our second periods.
Thank you.